Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my precious audience. Welcome back. So today we are going to finish the topic of Jesus' ascension. Jesus is the eternal Son of God, and heaven is his permanent home. Therefore, it was impossible for him, after he accomplished his mission on earth, to return to the dust like all other prophets and men naturally do. Rather, he returned to heaven from where he came. Jesus said, "I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me." This is very important for our Muslim friends to know that Jesus came to glorify God and to do God's will. And we also read in the gospel, according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 8, that Jesus told the Jews, "You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world." The Quran said in Surah 4 that Jesus is a spirit proceeding from God. Very interesting. I like those interesting verses in the Quran. And it seems fitting, my friend, that only he who came from God could go back to be with God. Don't you agree? According to the Bible, after Jesus died and completed his work on the cross, he was reunited with God the Father. The ascension of Jesus Christ meant the end of his earthly ministry and the beginning of his heavenly ministry. It also meant that God accepted Jesus' service and sacrifice on our behalf. All right, my dear friend, Jesus Christ is, without a doubt, higher than all creation. He is alive with the Heavenly Father today. That's why he is our intercessor. It is amazing. Jesus' divine nature makes him at home with the majesty and the holiness of God the Father. All right, now we will start another unique feature in Jesus' life, which is the second coming of Jesus. Now, while Islam and Christianity differ on the details of the second coming of Jesus, both acknowledge that Jesus is coming back to earth. This event is referred to as the second coming of Jesus. And as you know, I like to talk from the Quran and from the Bible, but our focus, of course, is in the gospel, because we believe that the gospel is the word of God, which we obey and follow and try to understand. However, in the Quran, Surah 43 states, Jesus is in fact a sign for the coming of the hour of doom. Wow. Abdullah Yusuf Ali, of course, one of the most internationally acknowledged translator and commentator of the Quran, commented on this verse in his translation of the Quran and wrote, "This is understood to refer to the second coming of Jesus in the last days." Wow. Before the resurrection, when he will destroy the false doctrines that pass under his name. Throughout the centuries, my friend, most Muslim commentators have interpreted Surah 43, verse 61, as a prophecy of Jesus' second coming. It is interesting that this event is prophesied in the Old Testament. Of course, Daniel chapter 7. We read in Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, a prophecy. In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and peoples of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. Amazing prophecy. In this prophecy, Prophet Daniel saw in a vision a person like a son of man, referring to the fact that he was human in his appearance. He also saw that this person was given sovereign power and would be worshipped by all. His dominion is everlasting, and he is the king of an eternal kingdom. Hallelujah. Obviously, this one who is like a son of man was more than just a man. Clearly, the prophets declared in the Holy Scripture that the coming Messiah would be far superior than a mere prophet. All right, we read the second coming of Jesus Christ also is confirmed in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple Mark chapter 13, verse 26, which reads, at that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Hallelujah! It's going to be an awesome day when Jesus comes back again. According to Muslim theologians, Jesus will return from heaven, heralding the climax of human history, and will assume control over the whole world. Jesus alone is to herald the hour of judgment. Ibn Atiyah, while I was writing my book, I done research. Ibn Atiyah, a distinguished Muslim commentator, one of the most acknowledged commentator in the Islamic world, states that Muslim theologians are unanimous in contending that Jesus Christ is physically alive at present in heaven and is destined to return to this world towards the approach of the last day. Wow! Certainly the hadith, which is what Muhammad said and what Muhammad did, teaches that Jesus will return from heaven in the last days. There are approximately 70 traditions in support of the doctrine of the return of Jesus to earth. All of them are considered to be of unquestioned reliability. My friend, more than that, the Quran states clearly that God controls the day of judgment. Of course, like Surah 1, in the name of Allah, master of the day of judgment. Significantly, Muhammad said, surely Jesus, the son of Mary, will soon descend among you and will judge mankind justly as a just ruler. Wow! Do you know that this statement that Muhammad said, my wife studied in Al-Azhar Islamic University when she was preparing to become a Muslim teacher. And when she discovered that her father became born again, and they told her, do you want to know more about Jesus? Because she caught him reading the Bible, and he told her, yes, the Bible is about the life of Jesus. If you like to know more, and she said, yes, I like to know more. And he gave her the Gospel of John, and she said, I want to know more because I studied that Jesus is coming back as a just judge And I have been wondering why Jesus will come to judge mankind. And who is this prophet that knows the intentions of the heart? So anyway, to be continued next program, my friend, Jesus is more than a prophet. Jesus is your Savior. He came and paid the penalty for your sins. I invite you to pray with me right now, to put your trust in Jesus alone, to rely on Him for the forgiveness of your sins. Jesus, I believe in you. Repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. Jesus, you are my Savior. God, thank you for loving me, for sending Jesus to pay the penalty for my sins. God, I repent. I don't want to live in sin anymore. Thank you, God, for Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to send you some free materials and to congratulate you, rejoice with you. Hallelujah. Rest of my audience, let's pray. God will use us to help multitudes of people enjoy His love and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.